all of my business is done via, you know, I don't do strategy calls, I don't do one-on-one calls. I would go so far as to say, John, email changed my life.
Hey, podcast listener, you're about to discover insider tips, tricks, and secrets to making more sales and converting more prospects into customers with email marketing. For more information about the Email Marketing Podcast or the Autoresponder Guy, go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Hey, podcast listener, it's John McIntyre here, the Autoresponder Guy, and it's time for episode 37 of the McMethod Email Marketing Podcast, where you'll discover tactics and strategies to increase your email profits by 25 to 100% in 90 days or less without spending more on advertising. And that last bit is really just about email marketing and all this conversion and sales and stuff is about tweaking your existing system so you can send the same amount of traffic and make more money with it. Now, today I'll be talking to Paul Mort, who's a buddy of mine. He has a supplement company in the UK, and he's a huge fan of daily email, sending emails every single day that pitch people. He has sold out a conference with links that go straight to a PayPal buy now form. And he sold it out with daily email. He makes a sale almost every single day, a sale or two every day, that he sends an email. He absolutely loves it. He swears by the problem agitate solution sales formula, which we'll get into, and empathy mapping. And here's what's really interesting. Paul is a bit of a cross between Andre Chaperone of Autoresponder Madness, which is a bit of a softer approach to email marketing, and Ben Settle, which is at the other end, which is very aggressive, in your face, you know, pitch every single day, but do it in a way that's somewhat stylish. And we'll also talk about autoresponders versus broadcasts. To get the show notes for this episode of the McMethod Email Marketing Podcast, go to themcmethod.com/37. Now, the McMethod Podcast has another 5-star review. This one is from NateG325. 5 stars, a must listen if you like making money. Wow. This podcast cuts through the BS to deliver high value and actionable information that you can apply to your business to make more money. Johnny's a rock star who clearly earned his expertise through tons of real experience. I couldn't recommend this podcast more to anyone who wants to drastically improve their emails and unlock the secrets to email marketing. Thanks a lot, John. If you want to leave a review, go to the iTunes store, search for McMethod or John McIntyre or Email Marketing Podcast. You'll find the podcast. Leave me a review and I'll read it out on the next show. It will seriously make my day. I live for these kind of reviews. It's so much fun to read them and to find out really how the information that's coming through this podcast is impacting you and your business. So if you can be specific in your review, even better, and tell me how you've used one of the tactics, one of the strategies to really get more from what you already have. Okay, I've got one listener question and then we'll get into the podcast today with Paul Mort. The question today is, where do you get ideas for daily emails? This is something that a lot of people ask me because they think that sending daily emails requires you to be really creative. You've always got to be buzzing, that you never have moments when you don't know what to say. But the thing is, it's really not that hard. I sit down on my computer, I open up a notebook called Text Wrangler is the app I use, but basically any notepad editor will do. If I can think of a subject line, if I'm inspired, I'll write one. If not, I'll skip that and I'll just start writing. So I'm at work and I'm sitting here and I have to write an email and lately I've been thinking about X. And then I just roll with the punches. If I can't think of anything to write, if I have this fearsome writer's block, I'll just write anything. Anything that comes pops into my head, and then what happens is that creates momentum. And then a story comes along, something that I've been thinking about recently. There's not really much creativity involved. It's just sitting there writing some stuff, and then sooner or later you find something that works. And as for ideas, because once you start doing this, you're actually going to find that you start noticing different ideas in your daily life, which you can apply to email. Maybe something funny happens one day, or you're stuck in traffic and you know that becomes a story that you can tell. Or, I mean, lately I've been reading all about the 80-20 principle. So my emails, the one I sit down to write in the morning, are usually focused around this idea that small inputs create massive outputs. So that there are small tweaks in your business, in all of our businesses, that we can turn these little leverage points into create a massive, massive impact. Conversely, there's a lot of stuff on our to-do lists that don't create any impact at all, or very little impact. So it's basically a waste of time and it's ineffective for us as a business owner to go and do them. So that's what I've been writing about in my emails, telling stories about this. And you know, today I wrote a story about how you can have a stone way or a stone arch, and if you pull out the top stone, the whole thing collapses. So all you have to do is just pull out the top stone and you've demolished the whole thing. Or you could get a sledgehammer and do it the hard way and knock it down. But that's just so hard. Why not just do it the easy way? So you can take anything that's around you. You can turn that into an idea for an email. anything that happens to you. One of my guests said once that nothing bad ever happens to an email marketer, because everything that you do could be an argument with your wife. It could be something that happens with your kids. It could be a kid, you know, opening the refrigerator and getting some milk and tipping it on their own head. It could be anything. So that's just a few ideas to get you started. Anyway, let's get into this interview with Paul Mort. It's John McIntyre here, the autoresponder guy. I'm here with Paul Mort. He's been doing daily email for around 4 months. And for the last 3 months, he tells me he's made a sale every time he sent an email. He's also pretty much sold out an event without any sales copy, just daily email and a PayPal link, so not even a sales page. So he's doing some really interesting stuff. And he just told me about something else, the way he was kind of arranging his daily emails, whether he was sending them to prospects or to people who bought the product, customers. I'm sure we'll get into that in just a minute. Paul, how are you going today?
I'm very excited, my friend. Very good, very wired on caffeine. I'm very excited.
It's early morning over there, right?
It's Friday, 9:10 a.m. And what's great is that I've already sent my 2 emails for today. And once we've done this interview, I am finished.
Fantastic. So that would mean then that maybe you'll get a few sales while we're talking, and then we can talk about, boom, daily email sales.
Mate, that would be amazing, actually. Yeah. Yeah. I did a presentation on email once for this thing called the World Fitness Business Online Summit. And while I was on the call talking about emails, I used this app called Putler. And Putler basically is like a really cool app for PayPal. And 4 times while I was on the call, I got paid money, which is really cool.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know what it's like, John? We're trying to convince people that email is very cool. Like, I spend more time convincing people how good it is than actually teaching them.
Yeah, man, I have the same thing. People are, you know, they don't want to know how to do it. They want to know why they should do it instead of just doing what most people do.
Yeah, and they don't believe how easy it is. And I think that the big thing is people are scared of unsubscribes. That's my whole thing.
Absolutely. People are really scared of pissing people off, getting those angry emails, which you do get, yeah. But it's not that big a deal at the end of the day. I mean, it doesn't hurt you.
Oh, dude, I love those angry emails.
Do you get many of them?
I turn the notification off, but I get people saying, I don't like this email, unsubscribe me for the list. And I'm like, you are clearly too stupid to see the unsubscribe link. Because of it. Yeah. And then I'll obviously like some of the other guys out there, like Ben Settle, and I know you've interviewed my friend John McCulloch. Yeah. And I always write an email when I get an email like that. It's great. It's the best email for it going, because the people that love your stuff love that even more. But yeah, the people that are offended by that, who would have unsubscribed anyway, just gets rid of it. It gets rid of them quicker.
Right, absolutely. Okay, so let's take a few steps back. You're doing a daily email. Sweet. Just give us a quick background on, yep, you know, who is Paul Mort? What do you do, man? What's your thing?
Dude, I could talk about this for a full hour, because I have a bit of a strange story. I left school with no qualifications whatsoever. I actually wanted to be a journalist, but I couldn't even get into basic college because I didn't have the qualifications. My dad got me a job in a factory working night shifts. I then got extremely fat. I then undid the getting extremely fat part, and people asked me how I did it. I ended up stumbling in a new career, which was as a personal trainer, and I got pretty successful at that. I built one of those outdoor boot camps into a big franchise that ended up in 4 different countries in 19 different locations. I ended up hating that. I ended up hating training people. I ended up hating the people that, well, not hating them, I ended up just not liking spending time with the people that had the franchises, and ended up selling that business. And then I got a lot of people saying, Paul, how did you do this? So people now pay me, personal trainers pay me to teach them how to make more money and have more time off. Because personal training is one of those things where you swap time for money a lot. So you don't get paid for time off. You don't get holiday pay. You don't get sick pay. You don't get maternity leave. You don't get any of that stuff. You just swap time for money the whole time. And it's kind of, okay, what do you do when you're 65 years old? Are you still going to do push-ups with people? It's not happening. So yeah, it's not really a great business model, but I kind of figured that out, and I kind of leverage that and teach people how to do that. And I also have a supplement company, which is a super greens drink, which I started 8 months ago, and that is flying, and that's kind of my long-term plan. And what's great, that I was telling you before, John, that the people who I teach how to make money with fitness, the greens drink is a great add-on for them, because it brings them residual income without having to get more clients. Mm. So they can add maybe $500 to $1,000 a month, or $500 to £1,000 a month to that income without having to hustle for more clients. They just send a link out. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. All of my business is done via email. I don't do strategy calls. I don't do one-on-one calls, because that would kind of be, and kind of people don't see this, that would be very hypocritical. I'm like saying, you shouldn't swap time for money. Right. And then if I was doing one-on-one calls, I'm swapping time for money. So, yeah, people kind of don't see that. But, yeah, everything's done via email. Like you said, email, I would go so far as to say, John, email changed my life. And you feel this as well. I don't have to, once I've sent those emails, if I don't get anything else done that day, it doesn't matter.
Yep.
And it's kind of the classic 80-20. The problem is with most business owners, they don't know where most of their clients come from. They don't know what's working. They don't know what's not working because they can't track it. Now, I know that all I have to do is every day, three things. Make sure there's traffic going to a site with an opt-in. Mm. Make sure I'm getting opt-ins, but those are kind of one and the same thing. Two, send an email every day. So then this could be for all, for both of my businesses. And the third thing, deliver what I'm selling. That's it. That's the only three things I have to do. So I know that, and I've got two kids, and spending time with them is uber important. And I'm also quite lazy. So
tell me, like, just quickly before we get into the tactical stuff, tell me what's happened with, how has the supplement business changed now that you're using email as the main way to drive sales?
Man, it's insane. We've tried a few different models. My whole life, on my whole business career, I have sold services. So email is cool for services, first of all. And earlier this year, I deleted my Facebook account and I became less accessible. And that was a big thing. So now the only way to contact me is via email. You can't send me a PM. You can't tweet me. You can't post on my wall. So that made me less accessible, which is actually very attractive, I think. Sending daily email accelerated me very fast to the leader in my industry because everyone else is kind of shouting on social media. That they're kind of sending an email when they've got something to say. And I'm like, dude, I've got something to say every goddamn day. And that has changed me life. But for the supplement business, we went through a few different models because normally, John, you know the deal with this and your listeners will know, send traffic to the squeeze page, give them something for free in exchange for their email address, email them. Now that works pretty well for services, especially higher end stuff. But with a supplement that's lower end, when people are Googling us, they are kind of ready to buy. So getting their email address was kind of a step that we didn't really need to have. I mean, we'd give away a smoothie recipe and stuff. What we found was that people were ready to buy. It was a low-end offer. I mean, it's not low-end. It's £45, which is about $10,000. I don't even know. You would be a very rich man with £45 in Thailand, by the way. But yeah, people are ready to buy. So my job then became, and we kind of found this out the hard way, in that the key to a supplement that is used every day is resell. So it's actually getting people to repeat buy. Yep. So my goal with my emails for that business is to get people to rebuy. And I'll tell you this now, John, this blew my mind. I didn't even know until last week in my business. I have a business partner in that company who's much smarter than me, much smarter. But I write emails because that's what I do. And sales have gone up on retail of reorders by 40% since I started sending, well, four emails a week it is.
When are you sending these emails?
I kind of send them when I can.
Okay.
So I don't really have a, I always send one on a Monday and I always send one on a Friday in between. I'll just send one on whatever those 2 days. I find Monday and Friday are great days to send email.
Okay.
Interesting, John, this is interesting, is that a lot of the stuff is about, because the fitness thing is all about, people are like, oh, you can't eat this, you can't do this. And I'm like, okay, a greens drink, if you want to slack off a little bit and you don't want to eat as many veggies or you can't, or you're going to have a drink at the weekend, this greens drink is going to help with the hangover. It's going to help with sugar cravings. It's going to help with your vegetable intake. So it's kind of a nice approach to have rather than don't eat this, do this exercise and kind of that vanilla stuff. Whereas with the greens drink, we can be a little bit more risky.
Mm.
So it's cool.
And
yeah.
It's also, it taps into that desire for a magic bullet solution that, you know, going and doing some push-ups, some sit-ups, you know, cooking up some veggies. That's hard work, man. But you can just take this green powder, mix it with a bit of water and, you know, you've got your fill of vegetables for the day. Now, who doesn't like that idea?
It works great. I mean, the great thing that we've got as well is that personal trainers love our product because personal trainers are always kind of competing and hate the kind of whole MLM thing, the meal replacement MLM thing. So you've got your soy-based meal replacement, that's 150 calories. Personal trainers hate that. Mm. One of my main marketing things is this is not an effing meal replacement. That's like one of my main marketing messages. And personal trainers love that, which means that they will then say to their clients, guys, you need to take this drink. It's going to speed up your results. And the bonus for them is that they make extra money.
Perfect. What you've done there is you've tapped into like a problem that these people have, you know, this key phrase that's going on in their head that they're sick of MLM schemes and sick of these, you know, meal replacement drinks. And now that's a marketing angle. That's a great example of tapping into that.
I mean, you love the empathy map stuff. So do I, John. And everyone's like, how do you come up with so much content? I mean, sometimes I'll email the fitness guys every day I email them every day, sometimes twice a day. And it's mainly because I have been them at some point. Mm. And that's always easier than having never been them. For me, the more empathy you've got with that niche, the better. So if you've been there, you've got the stories that they are telling themselves. So one of the things that you mention a lot is the empathy map, but I'm like, you need to meet the prospect in the conversation that's going on in their head. You need to meet them where they're at, not where you're at. Yep. So you can do that by saying, this is where I've been. Here's a story. And then you just get people nodding their heads. And when people are nodding their head reading your email, they are getting the credit cut out.
Right. I was just talking to a friend about this. We're at the office and he asked me about email, like what's with, can I just send them how-to tips? And one thing that takes a while to understand, but when you get it, you really get it, that when someone opens their email, they don't want how-to tips. How-to tips are everywhere these days. You know, when you walk in there and you go, so the other day, this happened. And then you tell them a story or you think, oh, I was thinking about this crazy thing, the other, you know, and you weave these stories. People want to be entertained and then pitched.
Yeah, absolutely. And my emails are kind of offensive. They're not as offensive as John McCulloch's, but they're kind of, I'll tell it how it is. And people really, I mean, the people that don't are fine because they're not a good fit for my business, but people really appreciate when you tell it like it is, especially in the fitness industry where it's all kind of happy, clappy. The kind of most fitness people are just cheerleaders.
Yep.
So when I tell it like it is, yesterday I wrote one about the fact that I have bipolar and people loved it. I've never had so many responses to it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was insane.
Okay. So tell me, what are you actually sending them, Paul? What are you saying in these emails and how do you come up with these ideas?
You probably get asked this all the time, the same as me, John. How do you come up with ideas? Number one, I've been there, which is if you can't come up with ideas, you don't know your avatar well enough and you haven't done an empathy map. So that's the easiest part. Then it's kind of a case of keeping your ears and eyes open. You can give me any subject and I'd be able to come up with an email and work it back around how it affects them. So it's kind of, again, keeping your eyes and ears open and thinking, oh, well, that's what my avatar is seeing.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I write about. It's TV shows. It's let's talk about yesterday when I actually had a little meltdown in the gym. I was training with a personal trainer. 15 minutes in, I decided that I didn't want to do it. So I just walked out. Now, I would turn that story into it's actually okay to give up sometimes. I think this whole never give up philosophy is bullshit. If something's not working, why would you keep doing it? Hmm. Seth Godin wrote a great short book called The Dip. And actually, you wrote a magnificent email yesterday I got from you about Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
And I think that if something's not working, you kind of haven't tried enough variations of it. And at some point, I actually think it's okay to give up because it's like, if a diet's not working for you, you wouldn't stick to it. You'd find another diet or you'd find another way to do that diet or whatever, or you'd try harder. But at some point, giving it up's okay. So that's how I'd turn it around for them. I'd say, okay, give this up. And maybe you should try this instead. And that's when I'd show them my product and make a sale. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So you kind of go in there saying, I had this problem at the gym. This is what happened. You know, but what I realized was it's okay to give up. You know, and here's why, blah, blah, blah. And then once you give up, you know, that's where you buy the product. And this is what you're doing.
Yeah, or it's similar to, okay, I felt like I was beating my head against a brick wall. I really didn't want to be there. And sometimes that might happen. So we're related back to email marketing. Sometimes that might happen when you're trying to write an email. Okay, here's what you do. Walk away from the laptop and then come back to it tomorrow. So that's what I did yesterday. I went in and had a session this morning. I walked away yesterday and went back in today. It's kind of the whole training philosophy of don't train unless you can gain is a great one. But it's like email marketing. If I'm staring at a blank screen and I'm not coming up with anything, you best off just walking away and playing some PlayStation or something.
I 100% agree. You have those days when everything just flows off the tongue, but then that's hard because then you have those other days where, you're beating your head against the laptop screen and then, but it's okay to walk away.
Yeah, and one of the ways I get around that is if I'm feeling productive, I'll crank out 8 emails in a row and I'll just have them lined up for the rest of the week. Yep. I normally write my email, my daily email. I have an autoresponder sequence, a 14 autoresponder sequence, which I had Andre Chaperon's help, which is a bonus. I'll actually be plugging some of your stuff in from the McIntyre method as well, because what I've seen so far has been awesome, John. So, but what I tend to do is I'll write. So today's email, I wrote it last night, and then this morning I went and edited it. So I added in just words at the end of a sentence to make it more personal. But sometimes if I'm feeling it, I'll write 4, 5, 6, 7 emails, which means that if I do have a day where I'm like, dude, this is not happening, then I'll have an email that I can go to and plug it in.
Okay. So it sounds like you're doing, you said 14 emails for the autoresponder, and then you're saying you do daily broadcasts.
So for the first 14 days, John, I actually don't turn off because I know some people say, okay, when you get to the end of the 14 days, then start emailing daily. I'm in the first 14 days, they're getting 2 emails a day.
Okay.
For the reason that I think when you first discover someone, you want everything that they've got.
Yep.
And I'm sure you're the same, especially if you're in internet marketing. You buy, like, if someone sells something, I'm buying all of those upsells. I'm terrible. I'm a hyper responder. But I think guys, especially, John, it's like if I see a good show of a series, so let's say I'm watching something like, I see an episode of The Wire or 24.
Yep.
And I think, or Breaking Bad's an example. If I see one good episode, I'm not just going to wait for the next one. I'm going to go and buy the whole box set. And then I'm going to buy every single episode that's ever been made, because that's kind of what I'm like. So I think that happens when people first discover your shit.
Yep.
So I'm like, yeah, let's bombard them with all of my good stuff. And I'm not pitching. I'm pitching in the daily emails. But, you know, it's like if you get a subtle pitch in there, it's easy.
It's so easy. I think what a lot of people think of a pitch is that, you know, it's an email with a list of benefits and, you know, here's why you should buy my product. But it can be like one 5-word sentence at the end.
My favorite bridge between here's some content and you should buy this is by the way. That's it.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want more information on something like this, I cover this in depth in this product. That's it. Yeah. By the way is the easiest bridge in the world. I think that when I first started emailing, I used to use the PS all the time to pitch, but then it's like, if it's in the same place all of the time, people are just getting conditioned to it and like, oh, I know he's going to pitch here. So, yeah, but by the way is a great bridge. And I don't know if you're going to ask this, but Ben Settle taught me this very well. And I know you teach it in the McIntyre method, is the whole notion of soft teaching. So in the content, I'll teach you the why you should do it or why you shouldn't do it. I'll teach you the what. But if you want the how, you have to buy.
Yeah.
So my whole rhyme is I'll teach you the what, show you the why. But if you want that how, you have to buy. There's a little rhyme for you.
We're wrapping now. One thing I thought's really funny with emails is you don't actually need to have a good seg. You can actually just write the email. And then at the end, just say, oh, cool, I've actually got this product as well, which you should check out.
Yeah, that's it.
I've seen Ben do this. There's no like clear connection between the story and then the pitch, but it works.
Yeah.
Because you have someone's attention and they're like, oh, and it's crazy how simple this stuff is.
Oh, dude, that's why I sold out the event. I did a show of hands. I was actually teaching email marketing at the event, which was bizarre. And I had a show of hands. There was 100 people in the room, 100 trainers who came to my hometown, which is like the butthole of England. And it's horrible. It's in the middle of nowhere. It's difficult to get to. There's no airport. There's no train stations. You have to get a train somewhere else and then get a cab here. It's a pain in the backside. But I had a show of hands. I said, how many people signed up for this without even knowing what it was? There were 70 people in the room. Wow. So that's 70% of the people in the room had bought with just a dirty little PayPal link. And it was just give them some content, show them the why, show them the what. By the way, I'm going to be covering this at my event on this date. 30 people signed up for it before I even knew the date and the venue, John. Seriously, it's insane. Because the email, again, I actually find that your sales copy doesn't have to be magnificent anymore. Because the emails do the groundwork.
Yep.
The sales copy now for me just becomes the icing on the cake.
Yeah. I think what happens is when you're sending out these emails is people are so pre-sold on who you are and what you do, and they know that they want to buy whatever you're going to offer when it's available. All they really need to know is what the hell is the product?
Yeah, that's it. And it kind of, it's an easier job as well because I pushed it. It sold out 6 weeks before the event was because I couldn't get any more people in the room. So I was only selling it for about 5 weeks. But basically, I had 5 weeks. So that's 25 emails because I send Monday to Friday. That's 25 emails rather than just one sales page. So it was kind of like a 25-email sales page, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's all it was.
Okay, I love what email, like there's one way to look at it, whereas you might have 25 different ways to look at this event you're doing. And that's what you have. Every email is just another perspective, another frame. And sooner or later, an email resonates with someone so much that they click over and they buy the product.
Yeah. Here's the analogy that I like to use for the daily email Monday to Friday for me. It's like if you put an ad in a newspaper for one night, what if I miss the newspaper that night? What if I go to the shop and it's sold out? What if I'm late home from work? What if the dog eats the newspaper?
Yeah.
As opposed to putting an advert in the newspaper every single night. I don't care if you don't get four of them or don't open four of them, but if you get one and it's good enough, then you're going to buy me shit.
Right. So we're almost right on time. Let's go back to this empathy mapping thing. I'm sure you've got some ideas there. Aside from being in the market, what are some ways for people to really, you know, maybe the top three or the top one way that you can do to go and really knuckle down and understand what's going through people's heads?
I use WooFoo and I get my perfect customer to fill in a questionnaire for me. The main questions are this. Number one, what is your biggest frustration right now? Your biggest frustration that keeps you awake at night. Number two, what have you tried before? And this is for any business. What have you tried before? Why do you think it didn't work? Or why did it work? Three, what are your kind of goals and your dreams and desires? Number four, and this is a very important one for me. How much do you think you've spent in the past trying to achieve that goal, and how does that make you feel? That last one is my most powerful one, because the people that are skeptical, it's because they think, oh, well, I've already spent a lot of money trying to achieve this goal and I'm not spending anymore. But if you know how much they've spent and you know what they've tried before, you can put it in emails, you can put it in sales copy, and it becomes very powerful. Basically, they give you content for emails. You don't have to think of your own.
Absolutely. I think the kicker to that question is, how do you feel? Because then they're going to say, I feel this, that's huge. And that's your copy. That's your subject lines, your headlines, your email copy. That's how you write copy. Yeah. You just find out what they're saying.
In fitness, it's huge, because we think we sell looks, so you will look better. But people want to look better because of the feelings that come with that. The feelings of someone saying, have you lost weight? It's huge. That feels amazing, by the way. I've been through it before. The feelings of people saying you will look amazing, the feeling that you get when you look in the mirror and you've got abs. Yet what we sell is actually the abs rather than the feeling. And I describe it like this. People are trying to get from unhappy island to happy island. Hmm. We're trying to sell them the boat that gets them there. Why not just sell them the island?
Absolutely.
So the island is happy island. The island is feelings island. The boat is abs or a dress size smaller.
Yep.
But really what they want is the island. So just take them, miss out the boat and take them straight to the island.
Yeah, I think this is so key. Like, people don't sell ebooks, they don't sell videos, they don't sell guides, they don't sell supplements. They sell results. And it takes a while when you get that, though, and that's the way you write the copy. Everything changes.
People sell kind of making more money. But I'm like, well, okay, can you sell why people want more money? I actually attract a lot of women trainers, but my main target, I talk about my kids a lot. And what happens is that people who have kids resonate with me. So I'm like, dude, I can make you rich, but there's no point in you having a Ferrari if you haven't got time to drive it.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's insane. And John, you're a perfect example of that, because I don't think you would do much, right? John makes money for living in paradise. It's cool.
Living in Thailand, living the life. We got a pool right here. Yeah. I had a video I'd show you. And we're at the office. You know, go for a swim, do some work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good. I've got to tell you this quick story. We've lived in Spain for 3 years now. My son's three. He was born in England, and then we moved straight to Spain. Yep. He has gone from having a pool in his back garden to, like, it being dark by 3 p.m.
Oh, no.
He was like, Daddy, I hate it here. Can we go home? I'm like, son, for a little while, this is your home. Yes.
It'll make him appreciate it, man. He'll get back there and he'll be in the pool every day.
Right, we're going back there for Christmas. The thing is, here he gets to see his grandparents and stuff. So
okay, fantastic. Well, we're right on time, man. Before we go, tell people, you know, if people want to hear more about Paul Mort, get in touch with you, send you an email, where should they go?
Yeah, so if you guys want to come and check out my daily email, please don't come over there if you're a little bit sensitive to the odd F-bomb. It is, my website is www.iampaulmort.com. I also have a podcast that I want to get John on, actually, which is in the iTunes, called the Paul Mort Podcast. And yeah, we'll definitely get you on, John.
Fantastic. Okay, cool. All of his links in the show notes at dropdeadcopy.com.
Beautiful, buddy.
Thanks, Paul.
Hasta luego.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. If you want to discover more insider tips, tricks, and secrets about driving sales with email marketing, sign up for daily email tips from the Autoresponder Guy. Go to dropdeadcopy.com/podcast. Sign up, confirm your email address, and I'll send you daily emails on how to improve your email marketing and make more sales via email. You'll find out why open rates don't matter, and the 7-letter word that underlies all effective marketing, and much more.
The editing and production of this podcast were provided by Authority Engine. Learn more at authorityengine.com.